From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guests this week are veteran Comic Con founder Constance Pleasant and MC Billy Anderson. Hey, Constance and Billy.
Hey, how you doing, Janae?
Good, good, good. Veteran Comic Con empowers and celebrates veteran artists and is happening at the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco on November 10th. All are welcome. Admission is free for military personnel and veterans. And right now we're going to hear Constance and Bill's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the seafood restaurant, The Dead Fish in Crockett. I'm excited because it's almost crab season, y'all. Now, here's a fun story. The name of the restaurant comes from the owner's childhood. When he was a kid watching his grandma cook fish, he would ask her, "What kind of fish is that?" And she replied, "A dead fish." Okay, grandma, smart. Okay. Constance, my grandma loves this place. She loves this restaurant. So tell me, what's good here to eat? What do you like about this restaurant? Just tell me more.
What I like about the restaurant is that story of how the restaurant got its name, The Dead Fish. It's on the menu, the story, and every time I read it, I laugh. And the food is delicious. I love the garlic bread, the lobster, the crab, all the seafood.
Okay, Constance. So one day, Constance is my sorority sister, y'all. So one day, she's going to treat me to some crab legs. I won't hold you to it, though, Soror. That's the restaurant, The Dead Fish in Crockett. Billy, your pick is Gregory Porter, and he's having a concert at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Gregory is a Grammy Award-winning jazz singer from Bakersfield, and he said Bakersfield Southern gospel music and his mother's Nat King Cole records influenced his sound. Billy, for folks who don't know, tell us about Gregory Porter and why you like him.
Yeah, Gregory Porter. Man, he is just an amazing male vocalist. He's got one of the most unique voices I've ever heard. He crosses genres. He will have you sitting in your seat, rocking back and forth and hugging yourself and maybe hugging the person next to you.
That's Gregory Porter at the Paramount Theater in Oakland on December 8th. All right, Constance, back to you. Your next pick is the Afro Comic Con International Film Festival at the Grand Lake Theater, and they'll feature films from around the world in genres such as sci-fi and horror. You can check out live music. There'll be a fashion show and some other fun stuff. This is the festival's 7th year. Constance, tell us more about this. I know you have a connection to Afro Comic Con, so tell us more about this film festival, anything you're looking forward to seeing, any good memories from Afro Comic Con?
Yes, I like the film festival because it reminds me of when I was a child and I used to go to watch the blaxploitation films at Box Theater in Oakland. And now, in this modern day, the film festival, the Afro-Comic-Con Film Festival, you see more of that on the screen, but they use modern technology, updated music, and all that makes it more professional looking. And they're honoring and promoting people of color.
That's the Afro Comic Con International Film Festival at the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland on November 6th. And Billy, your final pick is the installation, The Faces of Ruth Asawa, at Stanford's Cantor Arts Center. Ruth was a Japanese-American artist from San Francisco, and she molded the clay mask on display from the faces of people she knew. Ruth believed anyone could become a work of art. Billy, I know you are a very proud Stanford alum, but what about this installation caught your attention?
Well, I think the installation is just incredible because of the reflection of humanity that you see in these realistic, and it's realistic because they are sculpted from real faces. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of them up on the wall in this particular installation. For one, the Cantor Art Museum, the entire Stanford campus, is just a beautiful work of art in itself.
That's the installation, The Faces of Ruth Asawa, at Stanford's Cantor Art Center. I've been speaking with Constance Pleasant and Billy Anderson. Check out Veteran Comic Con at the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco on Sunday, November 10th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gandhi Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darton.